What separates those who build lasting wealth from those who remain trapped in financial struggle? It's not luck, inheritance, or some secret formula. It's a systematic approach that anyone can learn, a framework built on three fundamental pillars that work together like the legs of a sturdy table. Without understanding how defense, offense, and investing interconnect, you're essentially trying to fill a bucket with holes in it. The wealthiest individuals share a common trait. They value freedom and independence over luxury goods. This insight reveals something profound about sustainable wealth. It's not built on a desire for things, but on a hunger for autonomy over your own time and choices. Before diving into tactics, you need to know your why. What truly motivates you to build wealth? Freedom stands at the top. The ability to walk away from soul-crushing work, spend time as you choose, and use your natural talents without constraint. Research shows that giving activates the same neural reward pathways as food and sex. Once you've secured your own foundation, wealth allows you to shift focus outward, helping others and creating positive ripples. Security matters too, sitting just above basic survival needs in Maslow's hierarchy. Financial stability means better housing, healthcare access, and freedom from the constant anxiety that keeps millions awake at night. Finally, there's passion and leisure. Studies confirm that free time and enjoyment correlate directly with physical health and quality of life, benefits that wealth makes accessible. These motivations fuel the three-pillar system: defense, your ability to save; offense, your capacity to earn; and investing, putting capital to work. Real estate emerges as the primary vehicle, having created 90% of all millionaires throughout history. Most people follow a simple pattern: time, money, things. They trade finite hours for income, then immediately spend it. Freedom requires a different equation: time, money, investments, money, things. When investments generate passive income, you reclaim your most precious resource, time itself. You're surrounded by forces designed to separate you from your money. Advertisers deploy sophisticated psychological tactics, appealing to greed, creating FOMO, using attractive people, glossing over true costs. Recognize this as a battle for your financial future and fight back consciously. Think of money as stored energy. Every purchase transfers that energy to someone else. The key is channeling your energy into generators, investments like real estate or stocks that grow wealth without your active involvement. These assets appreciate over time, and the more energy you invest, the faster your wealth multiplies. Saving money is the foundation of escaping the time-for-money trap. Like placing big rocks in a jar first, savings should be your top priority, automatically transferred the moment income arrives. This requires three accounts: savings for building wealth, checking for budgeted expenses, and an emergency fund for unexpected costs. A dangerous mental trap is justifying purchases based on gross income rather than what's actually available. A $700 monthly car payment might seem manageable at 9% of a $90,000 salary, but represents 42% of available savings after taxes and essentials. Benjamin Franklin observed that money makes money, and the money that money makes, makes money. Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Those who understand it earn it. Those who don't, pay it. A budget isn't restrictive, it's liberating. It tracks money flowing in and out, revealing exactly where your resources go. Without this awareness, you're driving blindfolded. The popular 50-30-20 rule maintains the status quo. Those seeking wealth need a different approach: audit all accounts, honestly categorize needs versus wants, review spending patterns, and create an ideal budget that feels uncomfortably tight, forcing creative solutions while still allowing enjoyment through less expensive alternatives. Lifestyle creep sabotages progress. As income grows, spending mysteriously expands to match. Common culprits include retail therapy, increased travel spending, more restaurant meals, and normalized daily luxuries. The wealth building secret? Save 100% of raises instead of expanding your lifestyle. Opportunity cost reveals the full impact of decisions. Spend $1,000 on a credit card with 17% interest, make minimum payments for 9 years, and you lose $857 in interest. But had you invested that $1,000 at 17%, you would have banked over $3,000, a $6,000 difference from one decision. Defeat debt using the snowball method, smallest debts first for psychological momentum, or the avalanche method, highest interest debts for mathematical efficiency. Your success rarely exceeds your personal development. You attract opportunity by who you become. Earning higher income requires developing skills and maintaining a winner's mindset. Action beats inaction. Help others to build reputation and relationships. How you show up matters. People recommend those whose work ethic, integrity, and passion they've witnessed firsthand. Don't seek fulfillment solely through work. Find it in family, charity, or volunteering. Welcome challenges by seeking difficult responsibilities others avoid. Approach improvement like an athlete. Former athletes earn 5 to 15% more due to their performance mindset. Create raving fans. Doing your job well enough prevents firing but won't advance your career. Act like a leader today, rejecting the "I'll work harder when they pay me more" mindset. Sales professionals earn more because they generate revenue. Skilled trades were traditionally learned through apprenticeships. Workers who develop more skills before entering the market earn more and receive better offers. Once acquired, skills cannot be taken from you. Research on London taxi drivers showed significant brain growth after 3 to 4 years memorizing the city's complex streets. Differentiate ambition from greed. Greed benefits you at others' expense, while ambition creates win-win scenarios. Focus intensely on mastering one skill set before moving to another. Choose careers with limited competition, then develop superior skills, not just better, but the best. We willingly pay premium prices for excellence because life is too short for mediocrity. When you become excellent, the market rewards you with premium pricing, loyal customers, and freedom to set your terms. Focus on clear targets. Appearance impacts emotional state and professional success. Attractive people are hired sooner and promoted faster. This is about confidence, not natural looks. Intelligence means applying knowledge effectively. Likeability significantly improves opportunities, and emotional intelligence often matters more than IQ. Avoid the "what's in it for me" mindset. Instead, ask, "how can I provide what others want?" The single most important principle is loving the process of becoming great. Research shows monitoring progress dramatically increases goal achievement. You're 65% more likely to complete a goal if you tell someone, and 95% more with accountability appointments. Your value correlates to your ability to solve problems across 3 dimensions. Difficulty, quantity, and quality. Extreme ownership means taking responsibility for everything in your world. There's no one else to blame. Leadership manifests 3 ways: the formal position, the spirit driving team improvement, and the act of taking initiative without explicit direction. Those with leadership spirit perform leadership acts, creating momentum toward promotions and better compensation. 77% of organizations report leadership shortages, yet fewer than 5% have implemented comprehensive development programs. This gap represents significant opportunity. A leader's attitude sets the tone for the entire team. Leadership is contagious. Shouldering responsibility naturally leads to seeking more while others avoid it, resulting in higher pay and better opportunities. Firstborns, who often shoulder more family responsibility, are 55% more likely to found companies and comprise 43% of CEOs. Many avoid leadership due to lack of self-awareness, ego, fear of blame, or desire for the wrong kind of freedom. Those avoiding leadership think, "it's not my job." Leaders respond, "I can help." Success follows 3 dimensions: learn, leverage, and lead. Moving through these requires accepting responsibility and practicing extreme ownership. Real estate provides powerful inflation defense and a path to financial freedom. When inflation devalues currency, property values rise, turning economic forces in your favor. Saving alone can't build wealth because inflation erodes purchasing power, while increasing income triggers lifestyle creep and higher taxes. Time amplifies everything through compounding. Good habits strengthen, debt disappears faster, and career advancement multiplies. Real estate compounds dramatically. Median home prices rose 600% from 1980 to 2020, excluding rental income or loan paydown. Start by buying your own home. Ownership proves superior over time. Single-family rentals appreciate fastest, while small multifamily properties offer stronger cash flows through multiple revenue streams. Build a pyramid portfolio. Boring, predictable assets producing steady cash flow at the base, with progressively higher risk investments moving upward. Real wealth requires years of discipline and prudent decisions. The journey is deliberately difficult because everything valuable demands hard work. That inner voice urging financial discipline is your ally. When heeded, it transforms guilt into pride. Ignore misguided advice from peers prioritizing immediate gratification. Surround yourself with others on similar paths. Set clear goals and find accountability. Your financial freedom begins with a single decision: to start climbing today.